20 people were waiting in line at Honolulu Hale when the polling station opened at 8 a.m. Nicole Cabral from Waimanalo was among that first group. She voted for the Republican candidate for governor.
Angela Tupou, because change is all about the family, and to make Hawaii a better place.
I'm Richard Elsner. I live in Chinatown. I voted Democratic. Usually I vote independent. I like to support third parties. But this election is no time to be an idealist. We have to get the Republicans out of politics.
My name's Ramona Hussey, Manoa. I voted for the Green candidate, Jim Brewer and Renee Ng, because I'm with the Green Party. I think everybody's big issues are homelessness and housing. Housing is critical for so many of us. Even people who have worked professionally, it's difficult to afford housing now, I know personally.
Daniel Heyao from Pearl City voted to re-elect Democratic Governor David Ige, not only because his younger sister was Ige's Pearl City High School classmate.
I've crossed party lines before, but in this particular year, all for obvious reasons, voting Democratic is very important.
Hi, I'm P.E. Lenny Schneider, Hawaii Kai.
So who'd you vote for governor?
Tupolo. I just feel like there's just a one-party state that needs to change. I don't feel like all voices are being heard when it's so one-sided, so I want to see some changes.
Meanwhile, Honolulu City Clerk Glenn Takahashi says voters are using walk-in voting sites throughout the island, but not as much as in previous elections.
It looks a little bit slow, probably not going to equal the general election 2 years ago, where we did up to 24,000 throughout the course of the 10 days, but we're hopeful. What we're seeing now is a shifting towards the absentee mail balloting. We mailed out about 170,000 ballot packets to absentee mail voters just within the last week. And through yesterday, we had about 23,000 returned envelopes recorded.
And early walk-in voting ends statewide on November 3rd. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.